You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, New South Wales further extends COVID restrictions as a virus cluster in Bondi rises to 9 cases. Protests in Brazil as the country reaches a grim COVID milestone with 500,000 deaths. And in football, 3-time European champions Germany defeat Portugal at Euro 2020 in Munich. This is Claire Slattery with SBS News. New South Wales has recorded 2 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus, bringing the total number in Sydney's eastern suburbs cluster to 9. Included in today's figures are an already confirmed case of a man aged in his 30s, and now a household contact of his has also tested positive. 2 other infections were reported overnight, a woman and a man in their 50s, but they will be included in Monday's COVID figures. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says the government is extending some restrictions in response, including making mask wearing compulsory in all indoor public venues in 7 local government areas.
My strongest message to the community is the next few days are critical. Now, we've held off on being more heavy-handed than what we are in relation to what we're asking people to do, but that will depend on what the cases, if any, emerge in the next few days. We just ask everybody not to be complacent.
Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded a new coronavirus case after a flight attendant tested positive after completing the 14 days in hotel quarantine. Authorities have listed several new exposure sites that were visited by the woman aged in her 30s, including the Brisbane Airport DFO and the Brisbane CBD. Queensland's Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the case, who is an Emirates flight crew member, arrived in Brisbane on June the 5th from Dubai.
And we know she had contact with a positive case on that flight who had the Delta variant, and that of course is my concern. We won't get back at the whole genome sequencing result to work out the variant till later today or early tomorrow, and we'll be able to confirm that, but at the moment I'm treating this case as if she does have the Delta variant, because we know that only fleeting contact can lead to transmission.
Queensland is still planning to ease some coronavirus restrictions from Friday, despite the 1 positive case. And Victoria has recorded no new local coronavirus cases in the past 24 hours. The figure comes as Melburnians embrace their first weekend without travel restrictions since before the last lockdown. The state also detected 2 new overseas acquired cases of COVID-19, and no further exposure sites have been listed. A COVID-19 vaccine candidate developed in Victoria will be the first in Australia using mRNA technology to reach phase 1 clinical trials. The Monash Institute of Pharmaceutical Sciences will make doses of the vaccine for the trial, which is expected to start later this year. The Victorian government has announced $5 million from a $50 million fund to develop the state's mRNA manufacturing capability. The acting Premier, James Molino, says it's likely that COVID-19 and vaccines against it will continue to be needed for a long time.
The bottom line is, we can never ever be in a situation where, in the face of a pandemic, we do not have local capability in terms of developing vaccines. We do not ever want to be in a position where we are 100% reliant on global supply of vaccines.
Protesters have rallied on the streets of Brazil to show their anger over the president's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Brazil's COVID-19 death toll has now reached 500,000 fatalities, with many critics blaming President Jair Bolsonaro. Anti-government protester Aline Rebelo was among the campaigners marching in Brazil.
We're protesting against the genocidal Bolsonaro government that did not buy vaccines and has done nothing to take care of its people in the last year.
One person is dead and another is seriously injured after they were hit by a truck which drove into spectators at a pride march in South Florida. Witnesses reported that the pickup truck appeared to be part of the Wilton Manors Stonewall Pride Parade near Fort Lauderdale, before it suddenly accelerated and hit the victims. The driver of the truck has been taken into police custody, but authorities have not confirmed if the crash was deliberate. Several witnesses have told local media they believe the incident was an intentional attack on the LGBT community. 4-year-old Tanaka Marugapan has been released from a Perth hospital after suffering a blood infection. She and her Tamil family have begun their time in community detention but want to return to living in regional Queensland. Australians have gathered at peaceful vigils over the weekend to show support for the family and to ask the federal government to let them return to Bilawila. A hardline judge who is under US sanctions for human rights abuses has won power in Iran's presidential election on Saturday. Ibrahim Ruisi has secured victory at a critical time for Iran as it holds nuclear deal talks with other major powers. But the election was marred by voter apathy over economic hardships, political restrictions and curbs on freedom. The 60-year-old was widely tipped to win the contest. In football, 3-time European champions Germany have defeated Portugal 4-2 at Euro 2020 in Munich. The win moves Germany into second place in the group ahead of their final game against Hungary on Wednesday. And now for tomorrow's weather forecast. In Perth, there'll be showers and a top of 14. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15 degrees. Hobart, much the same, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy and 14. Wollongong, showers with a top of 18. Sydney, more rain and 18. Newcastle, showers and 18. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 23. Cairns, similar conditions, 26. Darwin, sunny as well, and 32 degrees. That's the latest in SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.